Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Wilson Sisters bringing us back. Anna and Nancy, otherwise known as Hart. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3, and also The Age of the Customer. All those are available at jimblasingame.com. Having a great visit with my good friend Alan C. He's one of the top marketers in the country. Forbes gave him that recognition. Also, the American Marketing Association awarded him the Content Marketer of the Year. Not too long ago, so that tells you what kind of credentials and the critical mass that he offers and brings to us. Alan, thank you. We appreciate you being here. I need your website, please.
CMOtemps.biz.
CMO, Chief Marketing Officer, CMOtemps, T-E-M-P-S dot B-I-Z.
Dot biz.
What will they find when they get there, Alan?
Well, they're going to find that I teach companies and people how to punch above their brand weight. And so I like to think of it, a lot of brands, a lot of people for that matter, like to appear, much larger than they really are. And I'm not just necessarily talking about sales volume or job title, although that might be implied. But I like to frame it in terms that they want to build their trust. They want to be able to punch above their brand weight.
Well, that's how you do it, isn't it? That's how I've done it over the years. I mean, I have taken an elevator to a floor I wasn't quite justified in, but I got there and I was able to stay there long enough for the people trusted me in the beginning, and I stayed there long enough to figure it out, and then I was established at that new level, and you can't do it without trust, can you?
You really can't, and that really demonstrates the power of trust. And of course, once you have trust, that really opens the game for both you and your client to be able to do good things for each other. But the real challenge is, how do you get up to that point? How do you start that process of building trust? And certainly, as you were mentioning earlier with the Xerox example, being part of a major brand helps reduce the risk, because you've got that mutual respect for a company that's large and been in business and has done so many positive things for society. That's helping to reduce the risk. But the other two parts of that equation that I like to look at is building rapport and credibility. And also in your book, The Age of the Customer, you talk about relevance. I look at that as credibility. Mm-hmm. Am I doing things that are relevant at the time specifically to that customer in building that credibility? And then of course rapport. Am I communicating to them in the way that they want to? Empathy is a big part of rapport. In fact, I think the best marketers in the world are empathetic. They can really look at life through the eyes of the customer or through the eyes of their spouse or whoever that might be. But
I call that being a chameleon, Alan. And one of the things that I feel has been part of my success over the years in selling is I become a chameleon when I work with a customer. By that I mean, a chameleon changes its colors, right? I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about being false. I'm not talking about being, not being true to who you are. I'm just saying, when you show up at a customer's office, and you see how you kind of look around, you see how things are, try to model that behavior if you can. Try to fit in with that. I mean, I'm a high energy person, but if I'm around somebody who's not high energy, I kind of dial it down a little bit.
Exactly. I mean,
and that's what builds rapport. That's what builds that early rapport until they find out if you have a credential they can like.
That's exactly right. We do business with people we know, like, we do business with people we know, like, and trust. and empathy or rapport is because we're emotional beings. We often, you know, we'll make an emotional decision and then back it up with facts, if we back it up at all. So not building that rapport, not feeling that empathy, looking past the fact that decisions are made on an emotional basis is a big mistake.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, folks, the calculation he came up with, I think, is genius. Trust in the marketplace, trust equals rapport times credibility. Multiply those two together. People like you coming in the door. They seem to like how you are. You build some rapport with them, and you've got some credential that they can use. You put those two together, and you divide it by the risk. And the risk, by dividing it by the risk, that's how much of a leash they're willing to give you, right? I'll do $1,000 worth of business with you today, and if you do that right, I'll let you take on more of my business, which means I'm taking on more risk, right?
Exactly. I mean, the risk is oftentimes the function of, you know, what's at stake here. And so maybe in the beginning, the deal value is not so high. They're waiting to see how you fulfill and implement these early deals. And as you build, you're able to keep reducing the risk that they perceive. And you can start moving up from
yep,
there. So
absolutely.
It's a process, and it takes time.
CMOtemps.biz, that's Alan's website. Alan C., good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Good job. Alan C., ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.